WABE contributor David Lee Simmons. Welcome back.
Thanks. It's great to be back, Lois.
Great to have you. And there is a theatrical event that reminds me of a road rally.
Yeah, exactly. The Great Atlanta Chase is on Out of Hand Theater. The only thing that you can predict from Out of Hand is the unpredictable, but the predictably unpredictable is the game, and that happens on Saturday, May 11th, all around Atlanta. What we have is teams of, really anybody can do this. It's fairly easy to join and participate in. You have teams of about 3 to 5 players race across Atlanta, solving puzzles as they go along. So it's like, imagine the coolest treasure hunt ever. This is Our Amazing Race, which I have now, thanks to my mother-in-law, become hopelessly addicted to. But that's another story for another day. So your mission, should you choose to accept it, as they say, you're supposed to find these clues and outsmart the competition and cross the finish line first. So you've got all kinds of sequencing of secret sites that people move from one to the other. They start at the very beginning, the starting location, then they solve the first puzzle, and then move on from there. And there's a lot of problem solving, a lot of team collaboration that you have to do. And hopefully, unlike the TV show, we won't see a bunch of divorces at the end of the show. Everybody will bond together and use their love and camaraderie to ultimately win the day and, I guess, in one way or another, win Atlanta.
There's a whole lot of love in Symphony Hall, a very unusual weekend because principal guest conductor Donald Runicles will be conducting the ASO, and Robert Spano will be the pianist, performing with principal cellist Chris Rex and David Kushram, the concertmaster, Beethoven's Triple Concerto. You don't get to hear it often, and it's one more opportunity for Robert Spano to showcase his many talents.
Yes, sometimes we forget two things. One, what a great performer he is as a musician, but also what a great other conductor and performer we have at the ASO. So we're kind of twice blessed over with these guys.
Twice blessed and a Beethoven triple.
There you go.
For variety, there's never any shortage at variety here in Atlanta. Rodriguez.
Sisto Diaz Rodriguez, also known as just Rodriguez, was back in the day, I guess in the 70s, this aspiring American folk musician out of Detroit.
See me, seesaw kids, child women on the skids. The dust will choke your blind, the lust will choke your mind.
Did a couple albums and then kind of fell off the face of the earth. No one ever heard from him again. Matter of fact, people thought that he was basically dead. They thought that he had committed suicide, and all these rumors started circulating. Well, these fans in South Africa who became obsessed with him, they started trying to seek him out and find him. Well, this journey to find this possibly dead, definitely obscure musician was captured in the most recent Academy Award-winning documentary film, Searching for Sugar Man. And it's so cool that on the heels of this documentary, he now shows up. He's back. And he is alive and well and living in his music, so to speak. And he'll perform on Saturday at Variety Playhouse. So about as timely a musical show as you will see.